All right, ready to get our hands a little dirty today.
Sounds fun.
We're diving deep, literally into the ground beneath our feet, talking about soil and specifically this measurement scientists use to kind of unlock some of its secrets.
Oh, I like that, unlocking secrets.
Right. It's called bulk density. Mm-hmm. Not the most exciting name, I'll admit, but it tells us way more than you might think about what's going on down there.
It's true. Bulk density can be a really useful indicator of soil health. You know, can it support plant life? Even how it plays into this whole climate change picture.
All that from just like how packed together the dirt is.
Exactly. At its most basic, that's what bulk density is, how tightly packed the soil is.
So like imagine, I don't know why this popped into my head, but two identical containers, right? One's filled with feathers, the other one with rocks. Same space, but...
But the rocks are obviously much denser.
Exactly. So is that kind of the idea here? Like loose soils, like the feathers, and then the more compacted stuff.
You got it. And just like those containers, how dense the soil is has huge implications. Think about it. Loose soil, less dense, means there's more space for air and water to move around. Super crucial for plant roots.
Makes sense. Roots need to breathe just like we do. What happens if it gets too dense down there?
Well, if it's too packed, it can actually suffocate the roots. The water can't drain properly either.
So no more award-winning tomatoes if your soil is too dense?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it goes way beyond your backyard garden. I mean, this stuff is critical in construction, agriculture, even mitigating climate change.
Okay, now you really have my attention. How does something as, I don't know, seemingly simple as how tightly packed the dirt is have such a big impact?
Well, think about it. Let's start with construction. You're building a house.
Yeah.
You don't want to build on soil that's too loose, right?
Yeah, you want to make sure it's got a good foundation.
Exactly. Bulk density helps engineers figure out if the soil can actually support a structure, you know, making sure things don't just sink. Stability.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then you've got agriculture. Farmers need to know if the soil can hold enough water, enough nutrients, for their crops to actually grow.
Mm-hmm.
Bulk density can tell them a lot about that.
So it's like finding that sweet spot, not too dense, not too loose, like the Goldilocks zone for plants.
Exactly. And this all ties into the climate change piece too.
Okay, I'm super curious about this one. What does soil density have to do with something as massive as climate change?
Carbon. Soil is a huge carbon sink, meaning it can absorb and store carbon from the atmosphere. Helps fight climate change, as you know.
Right, like trees. They're like giant carbon vacuums.
Exactly. And believe it or not, the density of the soil can impact how much carbon it can hold. Loose, healthy soil, lots of organic matter. It's like a bigger, better carbon sponge.
This is blowing my mind. So we've got this one measurement, bulk density, and it can tell us about a soil's ability to, like, support buildings, grow food, and even help fight climate change.
It really shows how everything on the planet is connected, from the tiniest soil particles to global climate patterns.
So how do scientists actually measure this bulk density? We're diving into the GLOBE bulk density protocol today, and they mention cans, ovens. It kind of sounds like a science fair project.
There is a certain hands-on element to it. Essentially, you collect a specific amount of soil, and then you have to dry it out completely to get rid of all the moisture.
Okay, and I'm guessing that's where the oven comes in.
Bingo. We need to get rid of the moisture because we want to isolate the weight of the solid stuff in the soil.
Right, because wet soil would obviously weigh more, but that doesn't tell us much about the actual density of the soil itself.
Exactly. And it's those solid particles, their size, shape, how they're arranged, that's what determines the bulk density and how a particular soil behaves.
Speaking of those particles, I noticed they mentioned using sieves. What role do they play in all of this?
Great question. Those sieves separate the larger stuff, like rocks and pebbles, from the finer soil particles.
Because those bigger pieces aren't really what we're looking at when we're talking about bulk density.
Exactly. They have their own density and could throw off the results. We want to be precise.
Wow, they really thought of everything. I never realized how much detail went into measuring something as seemingly simple as soil.
It might seem simple at first glance, but there's a surprising amount of nuance to it. One thing that people often overlook is the shape of those soil particles.
Now that you mention it, I do remember reading something about that in the protocol. It's not just about how tightly packed those particles are, but their actual shape and how they all fit together.
Exactly. Imagine a jigsaw puzzle.
Ah.
Different shaped pieces fit together in different ways.
Yeah.
Right? And that affects how much space is left between them. Same idea with soil.
So we've got the size and shape of the particles, how tightly they're packed. It all affects the bulk density.
And that one measurement can tell us so much about the soil, you know? Its potential, its limitations, Really remarkable.
I'm already looking at the ground beneath my feet a little differently.
It's a hidden world down there, full of complexity.
And speaking of digging deeper, the GLO protocol has these cool questions for further investigation. And one that really caught my eye was about how human activities can actually impact soil density.
Oh, that's an important one. We know our actions have a big impact on the environment, and soil is no exception.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface here.
We're just getting started.
It's easy to forget about the ground beneath our feet, but as we're learning, there's a lot going on down there. So let's dig into those questions for further investigation. They get into how human activities can actually, like, change soil density.
Yeah, and it's not always for the better. Think about agriculture, for example. Intensive tilling, you know, where farmers are constantly plowing and turning the soil. It can really mess with the soil structure.
Because it's constantly being churned up.
Exactly. Remember how we talked about soil structure, those aggregates, all those particles creating those little pockets for air and water? Tilling disrupts all that.
So it makes the soil denser.
It can. Especially when you've got heavy machinery compacting the soil even more. Over time, those air pockets, they get squeezed out. The bulk density goes up.
Like stomping on a sponge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when the soil's too dense, well, roots struggle, the water can't drain, you get erosion. Whole bunch of problems.
So even something as simple as tilling a field can have these, like, unintended consequences.
Exactly. This is why sustainable land management is so important. But it's not just agriculture. Deforestation, that's another big one.
Right, because trees are, like, more than just pretty scenery. They're doing a lot to keep the soil healthy.
Totally. Those roots, they're anchors holding the soil together. And when those leaves and branches fall and decompose, that's what creates that nice, loose soil structure.
Nature's gardeners. So when those forests are cleared, what happens to the soil?
It's vulnerable, you know. No roots to hold it in place, less organic matter. You get compaction from rain, wind.
Like it loses its protection.
Exactly. And then there's urbanization, which presents its own challenges. I mean, when we cover everything with concrete, what happens?
Yeah, bye-bye trees, bye-bye natural processes.
Exactly. Urban soils. They're often super compacted, not a lot of organic matter, higher bulk density.
Makes you think about those connections, right? What we do up here impacts what's happening down there. But the questions for further investigation, they also mention natural changes that can impact bulk density, too.
Oh, absolutely. Nature has its own ways of shaping the soil.
And sometimes that involves some pretty intense events.
For sure. Think about floods. A rush of water, it can wash away that topsoil, which tends to be less dense, richer in organic matter.
So you're left with that denser stuff underneath.
Could happen. Or, on the flip side, a flood could dump a ton of sediment on top of existing soil, making that denser.
So floods could go either way.
Exactly. It all depends. And then there are more gradual changes, like droughts. Droughts really affect the moisture content of the soil.
And that moisture content is a big part of soil structure and density.
Exactly. So, as you can see, soil is dynamic. It's constantly responding to things. Understanding those dynamics, even something like bulk density, it gives us so much information about the health of this resource.
It really is a whole hidden world beneath our feet.
A world worth paying attention to. And when we come back, we'll explore how all of this impacts the plants that depend on soil to survive.
Okay, so we've talked about what bulk density is, how things like farming and even floods can change it. But what does this all mean for the actual plants growing in the soil?
It all comes back to that Goldilocks idea, right? Not too dense, not too loose. Got to get it just right for those plants to be happy.
Right, because we talked about how those roots can have a hard time pushing through if the soil's too dense.
Exactly. Imagine those little root tips trying to grow through the soil. If it's loose, they've got space to spread out, find what they need.
Like a root city down there. What happens when it's too packed?
Gridlock. Everything slows down. Those roots, they need water, they need nutrients. If the soil's too dense, they can't get to it.
So it's not just about the roots being able to breathe, it's also about being able to, like, eat.
Exactly. And when those roots can't get what they need, the whole plant suffers. Stunted growth, lower yields, they're even more vulnerable to diseases.
It makes sense. So are you saying that the bulk density can actually determine what kinds of plants can even grow in a certain place?
Absolutely. Plants have adapted to specific soil conditions over millions of years. Their roots are amazing.
Yeah, like those cacti you see in the desert, those roots go down like forever.
Exactly. They have to find water in those dry, often compacted soils. But then you go to a lush rainforest.
Which are just bursting with plants.
Right. Those soils are full of life. Lots of organic matter, great structure. All that means lower bulk density, perfect for all those different plants.
Wow, so this one thing, bulk density, it really connects to the health of the whole ecosystem.
100%.
Yeah.
It's the foundation, literally.
Hmm.
A healthy soil with a good bulk density, it supports everything. Microorganisms all the way up to giant trees.
And if we mess that up, it's going to have consequences.
Definitely. That's why understanding this stuff is so important. It helps us make better decisions about how we manage the land, how we interact with the environment.
It really is amazing. This one measurement can tell us so much about the soil and even the planet.
It's a powerful reminder that everything is connected, even in ways we might not always see.
This deep dive has been incredible. I'm going to look at the ground beneath my feet a little differently from now on.
Me too. It's easy to forget about the soil, but as we've seen, it's this whole world down there. And it's essential for all of us.
So next time you see a plant, any plant, think about what's going on beneath the surface. That soil is what makes it all possible. And that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for exploring the world of soil density with us.